Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft, and we really have had a great day. I mean, this is the last segment, but it goes so fast.
Well,
it's 2 hours. Do you believe it? It really flies. And Iris made us nervous in the last break because I thought she went into that stance, that attack stance.
I know. So Iris actually has taken this class before and brought it. We were talking.
Oh, this class you've taken it?
Can people expect to?
Want them to understand that in no way should they feel threatened about going into this class. Okay? The instructors,
Eugene Percival, Grandmaster?
Grandmaster, yes. And his son teach the class. Both very kind, gentle men. You don't require strength in order to do this. None of us are going to be able to do fantastic things, but it gives you a tool to feel more confident in what you can do to begin. Sometimes it doesn't take very much to scare someone off when they feel that you are confident.
You know? I agree. They look for the work.
For the easy
weak,
mark.
Right, easy mark, weak person. You show them a little bit of aggressiveness.
Yeah.
They're gone.
A little gumption. Yeah.
Gumption.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you feel that for yourself, too. So, as I say, register for the class. It is worthwhile. Nothing lost. It is a free class, and surely you will take some golden nuggets away.
Good. That's what I want. I wanted to get Iris's seal of approval of the golden nuggets.
Yes,
I love it.
Come with an open mind and
absolutely
a smile on your face,
and
you
it
will leave
right
thus way.
Good.
Too.
Well, then I'd recommend everyone definitely checks that out. We had mentioned this last week, but I just want to mention this again because, you know, we always try to publicize these scams that go around, and it's very hard because constantly every day there's a new one. But through our department, we got sent an email to warn people from the Federal Trade Commission scam is warning people that there's this Social Security administration scam that's going on. There's always some kind of new thing, but
how do you guard against this, though?
I know. It's really just about, listen, we're never going to be able to wipe them out and stop them from happening, but it's about how you react to it. So here, it's you know, there's two different versions I want to remind people that are going on. So there's one that's saying your Social Security number has been linked to a crime. And apparently, of the popular place, they're saying in Texas, it's you were linked to some crime in Texas involving drugs or sending money out of the country illegally. They then tell you your Social Security number is blocked and they might ask you for a fee to reactivate it or that you have to get a new number. They will ask you to confirm your Social Security number. So that's one. Then there's a second one that actually happened to someone in our office, too. They're going to say that someone used your Social Security number to apply for credit cards and that you could lose all of your benefits. They also might warn you that your bank account is about to be seized and that you need to withdraw your money, and then they're going to tell you how to keep it safe. So those are two versions that are quite popular now. We just want to remind people the Social Security Administration will never call you and ask you for your Social Security number. They will not ask you to pay anything, and they will not threaten your benefits. So that's rule number one across the board. Your caller ID, which is something that I really want to let people be aware of. Even if your caller ID shows that it'll say Social Security Administration, that does not necessarily. It can.
Whoa.
Nowadays, you're able to mask a number and put, you know, whatever. So you could say, oh, well, this is legit. It says Social Security Administration. I mean, that happens to me all the time with random things. So just do not go by that. And you can't trust it, essentially.
At the end of the day, do not answer your phone unless you know the number.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to waste their time leaving the message if it's a phony message.
Oh, they never leave a message.
No.
Right. So if they get me or you or somebody, they're going to start the story. If they don't, you hit click as soon as the machine goes on.
But they call back again.
And it's just going to be click, but it'll be click. Yeah. Don't answer your phone.
And then the bottom line is don't give out your Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just the rule of thumb. And also with any of the things, with this kind of scam, with any scam, you know, because they might say it's PSEG or all these things. You say, okay, I'm going to call. You hang up and you say you're going to call the number. Because the bottom line is, if it's something that is a legitimate thing, you know, they're not going to be mad at you for contacting them. But
right,
it's really
100%
you taking that initiative.
Or if you say to them, will you give me your number? I'll call you back. They will hang up on you immediately.
Exactly. So it's really just about, unfortunately, we can't prohibit these things from occurring because it's easy now to do. But what we can do is educate ourselves. And the bottom line is, you know, these people are seeking out the person who's alone at home, who just wants to talk to, you know.
Right, right.
It's
How
really
do they know
a target.
Your name, though? Sometimes
so
they call
easy.
Me by my name.
Because it's so easy nowadays. You know, you type a name in the computer. It's really like it's a very easy process to figure out, you know, with technology. As I said, technology is a wonderful thing, but it also makes it easier to do, you know, shady activity as well. So it's just, you just have to be
criminal activity.
We don't want
criminal.
We don't want anyone to walk around terrified. Obviously, you know, we're talking about scams and protecting self defense, but it's really about being proactive at the end of the day. You know, and just educating yourself.
It's another form of women's and men's self defense.
Of course, everything. You know, it's just, that's what I'm saying, and that's Project Independence's main goal is really to give you the tools and keep you proactive before, God forbid, any kind of emergency occurs. So please just, that is just something we want to stress to everyone. Also, a fabulous popular program that everyone loves is the STOP program, which you can get rid of all kinds of junk and papers. So this is going to be Saturday, April 27th, and Sunday, April 28th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. It's such a great program, and I really encourage people to do this.
Say the dating again.
It's Saturday, April 27th, or Sunday, April 28th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's over at North Hempstead Beach Park. So you're able to get rid of so many different things, and also I'll just showcase a little bit of this. You can get rid of aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, rechargeable batteries, TVs, computers, different paint, but it needs to be dried out, the paint. So it's really great that you can get rid of that. On top of that, you can come and see the giant shredding truck, which I think is so wonderful because we all know what a pain it is with these little tiny shredders trying to, you know, shred anything.
Right.
I mean, we're constantly shorting the one out in our office. But this one, you're able to bring 6 banker's boxes, which is a big amount. And you could actually watch, you know, all your documents be shredded, you know, so you know it's not, you know, and no identity theft is going on. And for every 2,000 pounds of paper the town recycles equates to 17 trees saved, which is certainly amazing. They do not take any pharmaceuticals. That is something that they did for, I guess, 2 years now they've been doing. But you are able to go to any Nassau County Police Department at any time to get rid of
the pharmacies will not take that back and recycle it or whatever they do.
No. You know, the problem is the issue is the liability. You know, so here you are because the town used to take it, you know, at these events. But you're dropping off a lot of drugs, you know, whatever it might be, and just having it not there. So the police department, it needs to be to them.
How about vitamins?
Yeah, any of those things. They won't take any kind of medication. And then, but you know, the Nassau County Police Department 24/7 will.
Do you have to take it out of the container or you bring it
in? I think you just bring it. I don't think you have to do too much. I really don't.
No, you bring it in the container.
Yeah, I think you could just do what?
Fill up a bag, you know.
Right.
Any police station.
Yeah, your local police, whatever, you know, it might be. And also what I think is wonderful, there's a representative from Big Brothers Big Sisters who I always donate to. And they take clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, all these things, dishes, you know, things that you're like, what can I, how do I do it? And so they'll take it, which I think is really wonderful. So I recommend people do it. You know, now's the time, gather. You know, I always try, you put some things aside, you know, and before you know it, it's, you know, the time comes and you can get rid of it. And it feels good. And it's
one important thing, if you're a senior and you have your grandchildren or somebody put it in your car, when you drive there, they take it out of your car. Mm. So you can't turn around like an old air conditioner or something. You can't get it out. They will pop your trunk. They'll take it out for you. So really, it's
yeah,
very,
John
very good.
Yeah, John actually went. And he said it was really great because the system they have going, so it's like a one-stop. You know, you
just drive
your car,
driving.
And there's little different areas for depending on what you're trying to get rid of, which I think is really, it's organized. And it's just a great, it makes it easier to
tremendous.
Get rid of stuff. Because we're all trying to downsize. You know, that's certainly the theme of things now.
More the younger people than the older people. And I understand mm-hmm. why younger people have less space
yeah, right.
in their living.
Oh, yeah.
And so they have already attuned themselves yeah. to getting rid of things.
Right.
Older people, hang on.
I get it. I'm, you know, listen, I have that issue too. I've gotten better, you know, but I always struggle with it. Because we laugh because that, I forget
Paper.
What her name is, that Netflix lady that's popular now. And she does all these things, and her whole thing is how to minimize and all
oh,
this stuff.
Oh, declutter.
She's very pop, but it's this very trendy woman now. But we laugh because she says, you know, if you hold it in your hand and you want to get, it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. I was like, well, try talking to me. Everything I hold in my hand will bring back some kind of joy. So that really is not going to work for me. So me and my friends were laughing about that. Oh, my God.
My God, I know.
Call 311.
Thank you, Ryan. Right. Call 311 for any questions. This has been a great show. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful, long holiday weekend.
And I hope we brought some joy and some
That's
information
right.
Thank you.
To your life.